Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. So good to see all of you here this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's let Pastor Mom, who looks mighty cute this morning, to open us up in a word of prayer. Amen. Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
This day our trespasses.
Our trespasses. Forgive
as we forgive those.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not,
into temptation.
But deliver us
from evil. For thine is the kingdom and power and glory.
Forever.
Forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for the memory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all of the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Well, as I said before, welcome. God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Willie B. McCoy, Pastor Mom, is our senior pastor. Hallelujah. And I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. And we have some guests here with us today. Praise God. We've got one who's here. Actually, she's one. You can't say one and a half. We have two guests here with us right now. Amen. We have Sister Monica and her baby, amen, who is yet to be born. Amen. And so we welcome them here with us this morning. And we have another guest on the way, and that's Elder Pam. And so we praise God for what God is doing. Hallelujah. We, you know, these days during this pandemic, it's exciting if anybody comes to see you. You get to see somebody. Praise the Lord. So we thank God for that. Let's go on to our scripture today. We're going to read Psalm 95. Verses 1 through 6. We're going to read that together. And then we're going to go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to start with Psalm 95. Let's read. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. And now Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and all these scriptures are King James. Amen. Okay, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. If you've been with us before, you know that we have been learning about the Lord and how the Lord reveals himself from A to Z, how he reveals his name. So how he reveals his attributes, his character, and his nature, because our desire is to know more about the Lord. Hallelujah. The more we know, the closer we get to him, and then the more, you know, we get to know him, the more we get to know ourselves. Amen. So this month, we've been focusing on the love attributes of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God is love. Amen. And he's the lover of our soul. Praise God. And so that's what we've been talking about on this month. Hallelujah. And so today we want to talk about his loving kindness. Amen. Now, the loving kindness of God is awesome. You know, sometimes people can love you, and it's a hard kind of love. Of course, God is agape love, so it's unconditional. But, you know, as his love and his kindness comes together, that is a beautiful thing. And it's he told us so much in his word about his loving kindness. Psalm 36 and 10 says, oh, continue your loving kindness to those who know you and your righteousness to the upright in heart. Hallelujah. And then Psalm 69 and 16, answer me, O Lord, for your loving kindness is good. According to the greatness of your compassion, turn to me. Amen. Amen. And then in Jeremiah 31:3, the Lord appeared to him from afar saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with loving kindness. Hallelujah. And I've seen how God draws us with his loving kindness. You know, there are times where people are just not doing the right thing. And I remember there was a young lady, and she was over our choir and found out that, you know, that she was living with this guy, and she had a child and was living with this guy. And, you know, I'm like, anyway, I just looked at her. I still loved her and everything, and I prayed that God would get her out of that situation and, you know, put her in a good situation. And so what happened was just beautiful. And she made up her mind that she wanted to live right before the Lord. So she left that situation, and God opened such great doors. That was one time where I saw God's loving kindness at work in such a wonderful way. He opened up doors for her and her son to live in a beautiful home. And then the man that she was really in love with, that their relationship, they were young when they were really in love, and his parents moved away, and they were just longing to see each other again. Once she left out of that situation, the Lord had connected the two of them together, and the last I heard, both that they got married. Amen. And I looked at God's loving kindness, and I said, wow, God, you know, you could have chastised her. You could have punished her real bad. But when she decided to go in the right direction for the Lord, he blessed her in such a wonderful way. Amen. So God's loving kindness, hallelujah, is wonderful. It's good. It's everlasting. And as David said, in Psalm 63 and verse 3, he said, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. Amen. So we're going to hear a song from Israel Houghton, and the song is Your Loving Kindness is Better Than Life. Amen.
Everlasting, it's an everlasting love.
Hallelujah. Your loving kindness is better than life. Amen. Life may end, but his loving kindness will not end. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declaration. Praise the Lord. Amen. And just, you know, before we go to the declaration, just want to encourage you and challenge you by the Spirit of the Lord to learn more about who he is and his attributes, because that's going to be so important to us. I see what's going on in the news right now. And, you know, when you hear that the president of Russia is talking about trying to set off a nuclear blast at Chernobyl, and people are starting to feel some kind of way over that, because that's not just over there. That kind of stuff can get to be over here. And so we need to know more about who God is and how God can protect us and be with us, lead us and guide us. And even as we're praying for those people in Ukraine and in Russia, amen, hallelujah, it all works together. Praise God. Declarations, glory to God, hallelujah. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. So when we decree something, it's established, and light shines on it. And when we decree something, it's the word of God. It's not subject to time or space. So we can send a word, like I said, over to Ukraine, over to Russia, amen, declaring and decreeing some things over them, hallelujah, and even things that could happen in the future. Praise God. We can declare on into the future as well. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. His word stands forever. Hallelujah. Along with his loving kindness. Amen. Amen. That's Isaiah 40 and verse 8. Hallelujah. So here are our declarations. Repeat after me. No weapon.
Formed against me.
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like
a tree
that's planted
by the streams of water. That's from Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. Continue to repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse
of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid
any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body. Every disease, germ,
allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus
that touches my body
dies instantly
in the name of Jesus.
Every organ and
every tissue
of my body
functions
in the perfection
that God created it
to function.
And I forbid
any malfunction
in my body
in the name of Jesus. Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Amen. Okay, and this next one is especially for Monica, but to all those with children and coming children. Amen. Great is the peace Of my children.
And my children.
And my children's children.
And my children's children.
But they are taught.
But they are taught.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Isaiah 54:13. And one last one. Repeat after me. The Spirit of Truth.
The Spirit of Truth.
Comes to me.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
Teaches me.
All things. And he guides me.
He guides me.
Into all truth.
All truth.
Therefore.
All truth.
I confess.
I confess.
I have perfect.
I have perfect.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Of every situation.
Every situation.
Stand.
That
I come up against.
That I come up against.
For I ask.
For I ask.
For the wisdom.
The
of God.
Of God.
And that's John 16:13 and James 1:5. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we're gonna have some praise and worship. Thank you, Lord. It's good to praise the Lord and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is it's an old song. I really like it. And it's called Shabbat Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on, put your hands together, everybody. That's what we came to do tonight. We came to bless the Lord. And everybody, let's sing it together. Shabbat. Shabbat.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's an oldie but goodie. And I remember that from like at least 25 years ago. And it was such a blessing. Amen. Jesus, lover of my soul. And then Shabbat, hallelujah. That's about 25 years old as well. Sometimes you need to just pull out the old songs and just sing them. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to go on to our time of giving and pray over our finances. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, I've said this before to you that I do believe that this is still the time of a wealth transfer, and not just for those who are rich, not just for those who are, I'll use the word greedy, who are, you know, upcharging so much these days, and people, it's not just for the people who made billions and billions of dollars during the pandemic, but it's for you, and it's for me, and it's for all of God's children who have been tithing and giving offerings. Amen. You know, he said he would open up the windows of heaven for us, you know, and pour out blessings. And then, you know, with the wealth transfer, he said that the wealth of the wicked is being laid up for the just. Hallelujah. And I honestly, truly believe time where that wealth that has been laid up for us, they didn't know they were laying it up for us, but that wealth that has been laid up for us is being released. You know, I look at how so many of the young people now have their own businesses. You know, that has not always been this way, but so many of them have their own businesses and have become entrepreneurs themselves. Right, Monica? Mm-hmm. So God is doing something that is different than he has done before. You know, and as I was saying, the young people are feeling like, you know, I can have my own business too. Amen. And so it's important that, you know, whatever we're doing, that we're giving to the Lord, because wealth does not come by osmosis. Amen. It just doesn't come that way. Real, true, godly wealth, that wealth that has been laid up, comes from tithes and offerings. Amen. And that's how God's business works. Pray, our prayer for finances. I want to say again, if any of you have any testimonies on how God has blessed you financially, we don't need to know all your business, but just give God some glory. Amen. Okay, so repeat this prayer after me. Lord, I commit my finances.
I commit my finances
to you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your glory.
For your glory.
May I be.
May I be
a good steward.
A good steward.
Of all. That you give me.
That you give me.
Help me.
Help me.
To remember. That all I have. Belongs to you.
Belongs to you.
And to be grateful.
And to be grateful.
For it.
For it.
I pray that I will make good decisions.
Good decisions.
As to how
I spend.
May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen.
Lost.
Devoured.
Destroy.
Or waste it.
Multiply it. So what I make
will go a long way. I pray
that I will not
be anxious the answer
about finances. But we'll seek, your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all
I need.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So there are three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can give via Cash App, and that's $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You can also give at the door if you're in the Heritage House, and that is at 2E. You can also give by mail and make your check payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. And we just thank and praise God for all of you because you have been giving in that way. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've given in all these three ways. Amen. So let's pray over our offering, our tithes and offering right now. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you right now for those who are tithing, sending in the Cash App, getting ready to come here, or even getting ready to put the check in the mail. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those who are tithing. Your word says that if we give the 10%, hallelujah, if we just give 10% of what you have given to us, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings for us that would be too much for us to receive. Thank you for those beautiful, wonderful overflow blessings from heaven, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And you said that you would even rebuke the devourer for our sake. So it's one thing to have money flowing in, and it's another thing that if the enemy gets his hand on that money and the money is stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And so we thank you, Lord God, for protecting even what you give to us, Lord, that we don't have any holes in our pockets and the money's running out. We don't know how it went that fast. That won't happen to us. We thank you for that, Lord God. And we thank you for those who are giving, Lord. You said, give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosoms. So we thank you, Lord God, for doing that for us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, and that says, thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 1:10-11 says, you make us a thousandfold more than what we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. Hallelujah. So what God has for us is way, way better than winning the lottery. Some people, that's their whole big thing. They want to win the lottery. Giving takes you a lot further. There's a lot more for you and me than if we were to go to the lottery. Amen. Amen. So we thank God. We thank God for what he's doing today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to get into the word today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We may have one more song before we go into the word today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll have one more song before we go into the word today. And I keep thinking about C.C. Winans and the song Goodness of God. Hallelujah. His goodness is awesome.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. The goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Hey! For though my life you have been faithful.
Oh, yes you have.
Though my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything, oh Lord. Your
praise you, Lord God. We bless you today, Lord God. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, that you are the lover of our soul. We thank you, Lord God, that we can praise you. We can shabbat and hallelujah you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this word today, Lord. Hallelujah. Let this word come out just the way that you want it to come out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Speak through me as never before, Lord God. Hallelujah. That your word, that it's not really me speaking, but it's you, Lord, because it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. We pour it right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that this word today is a life-changing word. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and a confirming word to confirm to those whose lives are changing right now. In Jesus' name, we bless you for it, Lord, and that even those that hear in the future will be touched by you in a great way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So if you've been here with us, you know that we have been on a series, and the series is called the Three Stages of Salvation. And the three stages of salvation are justification, sanctification, and glorification. So we've gone through justification, and we've talked about sanctification, one part of it already. You know, this, whenever God gives something, banned, it keeps expanding and expanding. So this is our second part of sanctification. But we may have another part or two of sanctification after this. But before I go any further, let's go back and do a review of what justification is, sanctification, and glorification, and then we'll get into it today. Now, justification is an act of God where he pronounces a sinner to be righteous because of that sinner's faith in Christ. We are justified and we are declared righteous and in right standing with God at the moment of salvation. Justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin and is a past action for all believers accomplished by Jesus Christ on the cross. Hallelujah. So I'm doing reviews right now, and I'm not going to go through all of the scriptures, but you can get that if you go back into our archives, and you can have it in, you know, in detail with the scriptures, the reading of the scriptures. And so you can always go back and you can always go back by going to Google and just Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio. And then you can go back and listen to all of our archives in their entirety. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, if you want to say anything, please text me. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, so if you want to listen to all of that and catch up with us really good, just Google Gitim Radio, GITM Radio. Okay, so we're talking about justification. Another way to say justification is just as if you've never sinned. When God looks at us, he looks at his sinless son, Jesus. Amen. So, and then when it comes to sanctification, sanctification is a deliverance from the power of sin. Now, let me go back a little bit. Justification is deliverance from the penalty of sin. So if we don't have that penalty anymore once we get saved. And then as we go into the process of sanctification, which we're going to talk more about today, sanctification is the deliverance from the power of sin. And it's present, it's a present and continuous process of believers becoming Christ-like. This is accomplished by the Holy Spirit's power and presence. Hallelujah. So sanctification represents a believer's victory, one who is saved, victory over the flesh, the world, and the devil. Sanctification gives us victory over the world, first of all, our flesh, the world, and the devil. And then the last part is glorification. Glorification is the complete removal of sin from the life of the saint. Glorification is when we stand faultless before the Lord. And it's a deliverance from the presence of sin. Complete deliverance from the presence of sin. So when we're away from the presence of sin, we'll be absent from our body. We'll be present with the Lord, and there won't be any more sin that's around us, the Lord. So there won't be any more sin around us. So justification is we're delivered from the penalty of sin, sanctification, victory, and deliverance from the power of sin. And glorification is deliverance from the presence of sin. Because as long as we're here on earth, of sin. But we can have victory through our sanctification. Praise God. Amen. So we began to talk last week in detail over, about sanctification. Hallelujah. Amen. And so you can go back like I said, get more details of what we said last week. It's so much to it because this is that process. All the rest of our lives, we are in the process of sanctification. Sanctification, you know, when somebody dies and you look at their obituary, and in their obituary, it has the day that they were born and the day that they died. Okay, hold on to that for a second, because we want to talk about that for a moment. But first, I want to read to you a poem. And this poem was written back in the 1900s, early 1900s. And it's so good. It talks about sanctification. This was written back in 1908. And the awesome part about it was people were speaking in tongues. Or the man who did it, his name was John G. Lake. He was speaking in tongues. He was in Johannesburg, South Africa, as he was speaking in tongues. And then the Lord gave him the interpretation of tongues. And I believe that this poem that the Lord gave him the interpretation on talks about sanctification and does it in a great way. It's called Guidance. And it says, O soul, on the highway from earth unto glory, surrounded by mysteries, trials, and fears, let the life of your God and your in in your life be glorious, glowing, radiant, and magnificent. For Jesus will guide you. You need never fear. For if you will trust the Lord, and well, it says, if you will trust me, I'll guide you and guide you through the quicksands and deserts of life all the way. No harm shall befall you. I only will teach you to walk and surrender with me day by day. For earth is a school to prepare you for glory. The lessons here learned, you will always obey. When eternity dawns, it will be only the morning of life with me always, as life is today. Therefore, be not impatient as lessons you're learning. Each day will bring gladness and joy to you here. But heaven will reveal to your soul of the treasure which infinitude offers through ages and years. For your God is the God of the earth and the heavens. Your soul is the soul that he died for to save, and his blood is sufficient. Power is eternal. Therefore, rest in your God, both today and always. Amen. Amen. So, I mean, he said there's so many good points in that. And we know that when we speak in tongues, you know, God is speaking through us. And then he gave him that beautiful interpretation, you know, to trust in him, to walk with him day by day, to surrender to him. And that this, I love it, this is a school to prepare you for glory. And I think about how the word Bible, and someone took Bible, B-I-B-L-E, and said that these are basic instructions before leaving earth. So when we read our Bible, we start preparing to leave earth. Hallelujah. And so that's what he was saying. And I thought about sanctification. And I was saying, you know, sanctification is our born-again dash. When you look at somebody's obituary, you see the day that they were born, you see a dash, and then you see the day that they died. And that dash for us, is first born again. Then we have a dash, and then we have glory, glorification, hallelujah. So really justification, dash, glorification. Hallelujah. That's the way that ours is. And so what we're talking about with sanctification is what happens in that dash. And in that dash is all the days of our life between being born again and going home to glory. Hallelujah. So it's a sanctification dash. Amen. Amen. Now, God could have saved us and brought us home right away. But there were things that we needed to experience in the land of the living. The Lord is calling us to a life of constant communion with him. Hallelujah. He wants us to have that basic training before leaving earth, that B-I-B-L-E. And the Lord is training us in the ways of his kingdom to be made new in the attitudes of our minds, and to put on a new self created to be like him. Although, you know what, our new self is going to be conformed during this process, conformed to his image during this process. And but in the process, who we are is not being erased. Amen. We're still who we are. So let's just say if you're a tree, when you go through the process of sanctification, you're still going to be a tree. If you're a rose, you go through the process of sanctification, you're still going to be a rose. But when, as we go through this process, you're going to be the best tree ever. And you're going to be the best rose that you could ever be. So you're not going to lose who God made you to be. You're going to be just the best that he made you to be. Now, our peace is a continuous gift from God. If he gives us his permanent peace without having to depend on his presence, we'll go off all by ourselves. But he wants us to be dependent on his peace and to be aware of our neediness in him, that we do need him. You know that song, I need thee, oh, I need thee. And it goes, every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Well, it was nice to say I need you every hour, but we need him more than every hour. But that was nice, though. Every hour is a beginning. Amen. Hallelujah. And we do need him, and he wants us to know that we need him. And when we go to him, it really lets us know that he's there for us. And thanks and praise be to God that we can keep coming to him and his resources don't wear out. Honestly, there have been people in my life, and I'm thinking of one in particular, that, you know, I was going to him, looking for him to fulfill my needs. And that is a position that's only reserved for God. Hallelujah. And if we try to go to someone, and, you know, later on I realized I put stuff on him that he could never, ever fulfill. He could never, ever be my, excuse me, sufficiency. But when I went to God, he could do it. Amen. And so there are things that are reserved for God. And I know Pastor Price says, you know, that the only one that we can say, I love you with all my heart, is God. If we tell somebody else, I love you with all my heart, we put on them something that's only reserved for God and for God alone. And nobody else can contain our heart like God can. Amen. And if we give all our heart and everything we have to someone, we're going to be sorely disappointed. And they're going to feel like, you know, why you on me like this? I need some space. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And then God is constantly working on us to transform our lives. So so that there's no limit to his great power and glory and what he can accomplish. He's able to keep us from falling no matter how weak we are. Amen. Welcome. Welcome, Elder Pam. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he's able to keep us from falling no matter how weak we are. And to present us. Now, he's the one that's going to present us faultless before the presence of his glory. Amen. And what we're doing is growing in grace, but complete freedom from sin will not be possible until we leave this fallen world. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor Mom, I had wanted you to read for me, but we didn't set everything up. So I'm going to read it. Amen. You got a Bible there, Monica?
Yeah, I got a Bible.
You got a Bible, too? Come on. Come on through. Amen. Revelation 3:20. Revelation 3:20. Amen. That's We're going to read that in just a few moments.
You want me to read?
Revelation 3:20. Hallelujah. And this Revelation 3:20 lets us know that God is such a gentleman. Amen. Pastor Mom's going to read this for us. Revelation 3:20. Amen.
Wait,
right here.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man
hear my voice,
and open the door, I will come in
to him
and suffer
with him. And he with me.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Okay. And Monica, you can get 1 Corinthians 3:9. I'm going to be
Bible.
There for a moment. No, she has a Bible over there. You need to get back over? Okay. And so, scripture, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Hallelujah. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and eat with him. This is another translation, and he with me. Now, the way that I, as I was reading this and just meditating on salvation, first of all, when God is standing and knocking at the door, he's a gentleman. He knocks. And the knocking is asking for permission to enter. Amen. When he enters, when we open the door and let him in, that's salvation. That's our salvation. Hallelujah. And then it says he dines with us. He sups with us. Hallelujah. That's sanctification. And the wonderful part is he does not force us to do anything. He's a gentleman like that. You okay, Monica? You got it? Oh, you need the Bible? Okay. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. So he is such a gentleman that he does not just come in and just crash in on you, but he waits for you to open the door so that he could come in. And then when he does come in, it's on. Amen. We can dine with him. We sup with him. Hallelujah. Okay, you got it? 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 9. Okay. So, okay. Go ahead and read it.
For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husband. Ye are God's building.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Monica. So, God wants to co-labor with us. He wants to co-work with us for his service. He's not going to just leave us out there by ourselves, but he's there with us, and he wants to do it with us, whatever we do. So don't ever feel like, you know, in this sanctification process where God is cleaning us up, that we have to do it all by ourselves. Hallelujah. So now what I want to do is the sanctification process, I've been going through it for actually, I'm trying to remember how many years now. It's been 50 years. But I'll say that the first 20 years after being saved, and 20 years is nothing to God. He deals in, you know, a day is, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. So 20 years is like, that's not even a good blink for him. And so I began to, he began to lead me on going back and thinking about the sanctification process that I've been in over these 50 years. Wow. So, and it wasn't until after 20 years, so I'm saying the past 30 years, that I deliberately got into the sanctification process. And, you know, I won't say I missed it, or, you know, I won't even say I wish I had done it earlier. I kind of wish I had done it earlier, but this was the path that he put me on. And every path that we're on, you know, he has put us on this path. And, you know, we're following the path that was preordained for us before the beginning of time. So one of the first things that he began to talk to me about was my identity. And God wants us to know who we are. The world wants to give us an identity. And these days, oh, my God, identity is something else. People identify, if they're a woman, they identify as being a man. If they're a man, they identify with being a woman. So it's so much in this world. Some people identify with just being somewhere in the middle somewhere, or both, man and woman, you know, at any time. But God wanted to give me an identity to know who I am as a child of God. And he wants to give us all that identity. We have to know that we know that we know who we are. If we don't know who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ, somebody will give us an identity. Somebody, something in this world will give us an identity. And so when I began to consciously and diligently seek God, he started telling me we are one. That's what he started with me. We are one, and I love you. You know, he let me know, number one, I'm accepted in the beloved. Man, that was a big thing for me. And what psychologists say is that girls, especially girls, get their identity from their father. And they feel like, you know, they are who they are because of what their father said to them in the natural, you know, that their father said he loves them or said you pretty or, you know, something like that. And so girls get their identity that way. When I grasp the idea, the word of God that says you are accepted in the beloved, man, that did something for me. You know, I've been rejected. I've been rejected big time and bad in ugly ways. And I'm still, at this point in my life, I'm still being rejected. Thing that helps me is that I am accepted in the beloved. So repeat after me. I'm accepted.
I'm accepted.
In the beloved. Hallelujah. That is so necessary. In this place of sanctification where we are, is to know that we're accepted by him. And we are one with him. Hallelujah. We are one in the Lord. I didn't put this scripture out there, but it's just coming to mind, and that's John chapter 14, which is one of my favorite scriptures. This is the scripture where, you know, when I started speaking in tongues and suddenly words started coming out of my mouth in English,
that if someone asked me questions and it started coming out in English, and I was like, what in the world is this? You know, it's like, I'm not channeling no ancient Chinese spirit. God, you're going to have to let me know what's going on. And he gave me John chapter 14, verse 20. And it says, at that day, John chapter 14, verse 20, at that day you shall know that I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you.
Amen.
That was my identity.
Amen.
That was my identity. I knew there was no ancient Chinese spirit trying to get into me and speak through me. You know, I knew that I'm in him, he's in me, and we are one in the Father. And so he would say to me, I called it broadcast messages. The Lord would say to me, we are one, we are one, we are one. And he would always say to me, I love you, I love you, I love you. Amen. And so that helped to get my identity together, and even my strength in him, my confidence in him, and who I am in him. Vacation process was on at that point. Amen. And then he let me know about reality. Amen. So we know that the Lord lives in us. When we know that he lives in us, then he can live through us. And, you know, we shine his light into the darkness of our souls, you know, into this world. Praise God. Amen. The Bible is God-centered. And so every time we read the Bible, we come face-to-face with the author. This is the only book you can read, and God is there. Every time. So he helps us to understand what his word is saying. Amen. So the more we experience who he is, the more he becomes our reality. And we can only experience him if we step out by faith. Because we, you know, if we don't step out by faith, we really don't get to experience him.
Yes.
And God has assigned the Holy Spirit to be our teacher. Glory to God. Thank you so much, God. Hallelujah. You know, he's given us so much help leading us and guiding us to know exactly who God is. Now, the Bible is designed to help us understand the ways of God. And when God starts to use our life in the same way that is in the scriptures, we begin to recognize that God is at work and through us, working in us and through us. So we think about, you know, Moses' experience with the burning bush illustrates how God invites ordinary people to experience him in extraordinary ways. Now, there is something that is called the seven realities of experiencing God. And this is scriptural. And when I found this, and when I began to read it, I was like, this is interesting. And this is what I know in my sanctification process. And I pray as you hear this that you'll find yourself in this, and also that you'll begin to think about the sanctification process that you've been in. Think about your sanctification dash between being born again and going to glory. Amen. So I'm going to give you seven things here in our reality. This is the seven realities of experiencing God. Number one, God is always at work around you. Amen. And even though we may not recognize it all the time, but God is at work around us all the time. He's there. Two, God pursues a continuing love relationship with you that is real and personal. Amen. I thank him for that. A real relationship, a love relationship that is real and personal. And as I said before, I have been rejected. Now, I'm going to say I've been rejected and I've been loved. I've been loved real good. But I've been rejected as well. And I can see how God is in this love relationship with me. Amen. I'm in it with him. And I know he loves me. It's real and it's personal. Hallelujah. And I don't know if I'm jumping ahead of myself, but in this love relationship, he loves me just the way I am, and he loves me enough not to leave me this way. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there are times in this love relationship where he's cleaning me up.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to talk about that later as well. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know I'm not going to get through all this today, and I'm not going to try to rush myself to do it. So at a certain time, I'm going to go ahead and stop, and we'll just take this up. The next time I speak is going to be the third Sunday in March. And so we'll just go there. Amen. Hallelujah. So I don't have to be in a hurry. That's what the Lord said. I'm accepted in the beloved. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pam. Pam laughing with me, Elder Pam. Thank you.
I love it. I'm in agreement, man. That's who he is.
Amen.
I'm accepted in the beloved. I'm writing that in my notes.
Amen. Amen. Now, number three, God invites you to become involved with him in his work. Hallelujah. He invites us to become involved with him in his work. And his work is to love on people. Mm. Amen. His work is that people will be born again. Amen. So people can be saved. His work is also for us to be cleaned up. And he invites us to be a part of him cleaning up. So we're not resisting the Lord. We need to resist the devil, but not the Lord. We don't want to resist the Lord. We want to do this with him. Amen. And I can remember when I made that decision, because he asked me, you know, he said, you know, We want to do this together? Yes, Lord. I want to do this with you. Hallelujah. And he began to talk to me about that before I went into full-time ministry, you know, that that we would do it together, you know, I would not go into full-time ministry, man, who could do that anyway, but going to full-time ministry just, you know, on my own, that would be ridiculous. But when he called me into full-time ministry, he told me I would not work a secular job anymore. And my part in it, I mean, there was a lot of part in it, but my part was to agree with what he was saying and to begin to sow seeds like I've never sown seeds before. And thank God. I mean, he had me to do that before it came time where I went into full-time ministry. So he had me sowing seeds of giving a car away. And no, I didn't have another car. But I saw him take care of me. You know, when he told me to do these things, I was, became involved with him and in agreement with him. And when some of y'all have heard this story over and over again, when he had me to sell this Volvo station wagon and give it away, he said, you have sown wheels and reaped wings. So, we did that together. he talked with me about that because some of my friends were saying, that ain't God. And it took me, I think, about 4, maybe even 6 months to get it in my spirit and to say, okay, God. And then finally, I remember one day he said to me, what do you need the car for? It boiled down to 4 things that I needed the car, why I needed the car. And when I said those 4 things, and he said, I got it. I'll take care of it. And I said, okay. And he took care of it. Amen. This is a long, long story, but one part of it was right after that, a lady that I knew, a woman of God, she said, I want to help Apostle Kizzy. I want to help her. She's standing out in faith by God. I want to help her, Lord, but I have a hoopty. So help me. I want to get a better car. So while I'm at work, I can give her my car. She can do what she needs to do. And so she prayed like that. She didn't have good credit or anything. She went to a car dealership, and they traded in her car. She got another car, and it was a blessing. I wish I could remember the name of that car because they no longer make that car. It was a car where they told you, if you come to our car dealership, we won't haggle with you. You know, we'll give you, you know, a good price and everything. So she got this car, and, you know, during the day, if I needed the car was mine. And so she got blessed. Amen. And so God invites us to become involved with him in his work. And amen. Number 4, God speaks by the Holy Spirit through the Bible, prayer, circumstances, and the church to reveal himself, his purpose, and his ways. Amen. So through that, I mean, the Holy Spirit speaks to us as we read the Bible. That has happened many times. Scriptures that I've gone over years ago, they have a light and they come alive, you know, as the Holy Spirit brings them alive. Praying, especially now we're praying in tongues, we're getting interpretations. Oh my goodness, he is speaking. God speaks. And through circumstances, we have been through many circumstances. Amen. And even going to church, the church I went to in New Jersey, the church I'm at right now, God reveals himself, his purposes, and his ways. Amen. And when we know God's purpose and his ways, it makes a big difference. Especially when we know the ways of God, and we can trust him even more. We may not understand his ways all the time, but we learn to trust his ways. Amen. So I'm going to tell you, I know I'm not going to get much further with this 7. I'm just going to tell you what they are, and we're going to go on. When we come back, we'll start again, and that'll be next month, with the 7 realities for experiencing God, and then we'll go on some more. I'll read the rest of the 7 realities. Okay. We went to number 4. Number 5 is God's patience for you to work with him usually leads us into a crisis. I wasn't trying to hear that when I read that, but I started going back in my life and I was like, they might be right. But God's invitation for you to work with him usually leads us into a crisis. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, my example about going into full-time ministry, in the world, it looked like a crisis. I didn't have a paycheck for 17 years. We'll go back to that. We'll spend time with that later. But God kept me. Hey, I'm still here.
Amen.
Glory to God. Number six, you must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing. I'll read it again. Six, you must make major adjustments in your life to join God in what he is doing. Praise God. Hey, that's even when you have a baby. We must make major adjustments. But you know what? I found out when we make those major adjustments, it's not that hard. It's really not. It's a whole new way of thinking. Like your mind goes to another place, and you could just walk in it when you know that this is God. Oh, I got so much to say, but I'm starting to wind up here. Number seven, you come to know God by experience as you obey him, and he accomplishes his work through you. Hallelujah. So you come to know God by experience as you obey him. It doesn't say you have to understand him all the time, but you obey him, and he accomplishes his work through you. So I can say a whole lot about that. And I really would love if you would just let God talk to you about your experience. And we can even, talk about that as well as we go through this sanctification process. When we come back again, we're going to talk about cleaning. One of the first things as I determined to walk with the Lord, he began to clean me, clean my heart. Forgiveness, learning about forgiveness and how to forgive so that the fruit of the Spirit could come. And he was cleaning out the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, cleaning out what I was thinking about, even cleaning out my physical surroundings. There's some things that we have in our homes, even clothes that we wear and stuff. Ungodly pictures and recordings or whatever that need to go. And he's going to help us with that. And then, more on obedience. And then, through the sanctification process, he took me back to when I fell in love with him. Praise God. That was quite an experience, falling in love with Jesus. Amen. Best thing I've ever done. Sound like a song, right? And through a lot of the years, I've been learning about communication with the Lord. And as we communicate with the Lord, we learn the ways of God. And how you have an intimate relationship with someone and how that communication is different than with someone that you're just an acquaintance with. The intimate relationship, you have a different kind of communication. Then we'll talk about hearing, how to hear from God, or how he's had me to hear from him in words, pictures, visions, and dreams. And also, and he'll probably, he may add to this list as well, but we'll also talk about what he has said. He coined the phrase to me, sanctified senses. And that's some good stuff right there. Sanctified senses. And so when our senses are set apart for him, our hearing, our sight, our touch, our smell, all of the senses can be sanctified to flow through them. And so we're, like I said, I'm not going to be in a rush. I hope you're not in a rush either. But I think that, I know that God wants this sanctification process talked about. This is our dash between being born again and going to glory. So many people have preached about it in a lot of different ways. And because this is, sanctification is like a huge elephant. And there are some people that may be looking at the foot of the elephant. Some may be looking at the tusk of the elephant. Some maybe look at the trunk or even the side of the elephant. And so there's different perspectives that we can look at about the sanctification process. So he's just laid on my heart to just give that portion of the sanctification process that he has shown to me and that I have lived through over the past 30 to 50 years. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So hopefully you'll be back with us. You know, we're the East St. Louis Christian Center Church will still be here for the next two Sundays, but I don't come back until the 20th of March. But please continue to join us on next Sunday. Wow, already is the first Sunday in March. So we will be here, and that'll be our that will be our communion Sunday and our tag team preaching on next Sunday. So please join us. The Sunday after that, on the 13th of March, Pastor Mom will be bringing the word, and then I'll be back on the 20th and the 27th of March. Before we go any further, praise God, just want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. We do that on every time we get together because it's so important. We never know who's going to call in to the church service. And we want to make sure that you are born again. We also want to make sure that you can lead somebody else to Jesus. Hallelujah. And co-labor with him. Be a co-worker with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's one of the reasons why he left us here in this sanctification process. During this process is where we learn how to reach out to people so that they can be saved, and that's definitely co-laboring with Christ. Hallelujah. That is definitely what he wants us to do. He gave us a commission before he left. Hallelujah. So that people would be saved. Now, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. Hallelujah. And Romans 10 and 9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm in the sanctification process. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, right now. We want to just commit and commend everyone who prayed that prayer for the first time in the name of Jesus to you, Lord God. We thank you for saving them. We thank you right now for filling them with your Holy Spirit and power, power to live right, power to walk right, and power to do right. And mostly power to be right in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let your love just fill their hearts right now in the name of Jesus and overflow in them in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite you to learn more about the Lord Jesus. Learn more about your salvation. in the name of Jesus, to learn more. And the way that you can do that is you can be a part of our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You know, we kind of didn't do this on purpose, but God did it on purpose. Amen. He made it so that when you listen to Get 'Em Radio, you'll learn and you'll grow and you'll experience Him. Praise God. So on Sunday, every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And so Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Praise God. Then on Monday, we have our Bible teaching, so you can learn more about how to dig into the Word of God and grow in that way. He'll speak to you. Praise God. So every Monday, we have Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, which is our Bible teaching series, Mondays, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have prayer, and we pray in tongues. If you are not, if you have never prayed in tongues before, still call in and still listen and desire to pray in tongues. And, hey, He could touch you right then and there, and you'll begin to speak in tongues, your prayer language. Amen. And so that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we pray in tongues. People volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes each, four people pray in tongues for about 15 minutes each, and then we have interpretation of tongues. Amen. Amen. And then on the second Wednesday of every month, we have a healing service, and we call that prophetic healing, where God lets us know what ailments are going to be healed, and people call in, and they are healed. Hallelujah. Yes, for real. Amen. They are healed. Amen. So our next healing service is going to be Wednesday, March the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have our Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey, on with us on those nights. And then on Thursday is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, and that's at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm the host on that broadcast, and we have, well, I'll tell you what's going to go on in March, what's planned for March. We have a lady, her name is Jackie O'Kelly. She's from Tennessee, and she loves the Lord, and God has given her so many gifts. She's a musician, she's an artist, and she's an author. Hallelujah. And so we're going to hear what God is doing through her. She has just a beautiful website with all of this on it, and just God is just using her in a great way. So meet us on this Thursday, March the 3rd, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and Sister Jackie O is going to be with us for the entire month of March, every Thursday in March. So meet us there. Amen. You will learn and grow and experience the presence of God, because God is in the midst. Amen. We're going to open up our line. First, we're going to ask our visitors here, sitting here in the room with us, if they want to say anything. Anyone else, if you want to say anything, press your number one key, and we're going to open up the line. Monica? You want to say anything? You don't want to say anything?
No.
Amen. Did anything touch you at all? Anything confirm something that's going on in your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. She said yes, ma'am, in case you didn't hear. Amen. Okay. Elder Pam?
Good afternoon, everybody. It's always such a joy to be in the midst of my grandmother and my aunt and family. But I truly, truly enjoyed the word for today, and there were a few things that kind of stuck out, especially knowing who you are. And the only way that you're going to know who you are is knowing Christ.
Yes.
And that's the only way. And we have, being a high school teacher, man, it's a totally different lifestyle in the school settings. And just really, like, looking at a lot of the young adults not having an identity. And it's so amazing that this was the word for the day, because so many of our young people need to understand who they are, and no other way you can do it is through only through the help of the Lord.
Yeah.
And so my prayer, I know why I'm back in the school system, because we have so much of that going on. Like Pastor Kizzy was saying, you don't know if you're a boy or girl. Sometimes you want to be both. I see all of that every day.
Wow.
And so my heart goes out, and I stand firm on what I believe. And I just, I intercede for this generation. I truly believe that God is doing something in this generation and through this generation. But identity is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And once they grasp truly who they are,
yeah,
and where they came from, before they were placed in their mother's womb, they will have a better understanding about identity, because it is a major epidemic problem in this day and time. But this truly blessed me. It just truly blessed me of continuing to lead our children and being an example. And no matter what, standing your ground or what God said. Because when they ask me questions, about certain situations, I respond according to the way the Lord wants me to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thank God that He has placed that on the inside of me. And that's basically all. I just really enjoy it.
Amen. Well, while you're talking, happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Happy birthday to you.
Another year.
Happy birthday, dear Pam. Happy birthday to you.
Hallelujah. Bless his name.
Amen. Amen. Okay, happy birthday.
I could just tell you all some stories. It's so funny that you talk about this, with what we're dealing with now in the system with these young ladies and these young men. You know, you have to have, they have to give us a key for the restrooms. They go to the restrooms. I mean, they stay in there 20, 30 minutes. Now, you can't accuse anything.
Right.
But it's different.
Wow.
And we sometimes have to walk high school students.
Wow.
Because of certain things that have gone on in the past. And
wow.
It's,
we'll talk about that. Amen. Okay, so we have Pastor Price. We're going to open the line. And before we close, Pastor Mom will give us a comment. Amen. Pastor Price, welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, to Elder Pam and to Monica. God bless you all. It was such a great blessing as you all are gathered together there today. And again, Elder Pam, happy blessed birthday. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And Monica, I'm so excited about the little one. Congratulations again. and I'm looking forward. We're just excited. I talk to your mom all the time, and I thank God for you and for the whole entire family, and I give glory to God. I wanted to, I know because you've been this now about Apostle is 12:48, and I know mom's about ready to eat and rest in a few minutes. I wanted to say something very, very quickly about the things that you talked about today. I'm so blessed by every part, from the pearl to ponder on God's loving kindness, and then all the declarations that were given. And I thank God for this series that you've been doing for the three stages of salvation. And every week, every time that you minister on this, I get it more down in my spirit, even with the part about when you talk about first, about what you said, justification. And I love that because I have to get this down in my spirit about the deliverance from the penalty of sin, then the deliverance from the power of sin, which is sanctification, and that last one, deliverance from the presence of sin. I thank God for that. Yes. I really love the poem that you did, written in by John G. Lake on guidance, and I
wasn't
just really
that
love that poem. Yeah, that is. You're going to have to send that to me because I said I got some of it, that Jesus will guide us. We never need never fear, no harm us. Earth is a school preparing you for God's glory. I got it. I got it down. I'm telling you. And then you went on to talk about today about that dash, you know, between us being justified and glorified, hallelujah, that there's that dash of sanctification. And I thank God for that. And thank God for all of the word when you begin to give in there. One of the parts that really stood out to me very quickly today was that when you begin to sing the song, I Need Thee, Oh, I Need Thee. And I love that song. Yes. And it really pushed something in my spirit because I can remember when I was a younger woman that there was somebody that told me that I was needy. I was shocked, you know, by that. I was really shocked, Apostle, that somebody would say that I was needy because I was the kind of person that loved spending time alone. I did not like daily phone calls because I was working, and I loved to read all the time. I was a, you know, avid reader. But when I met somebody that I really liked, I wanted to be with him. I wanted to be with this young man. I wanted to talk to him. I wanted to be with him. But he translated that as needy. And then I saw very clearly, even at that time, that it was God I needed to complete me. You know, the T.D. Jakes often said that God's arithmetic is different from man's arithmetic. He said, T.D. Jakes said, if you got a half of a woman who's not complete in Christ, and she's trying to find her fulfillment in a man, and you got a half of a man who, in that sense that they're saying a half of a man, that's somebody that is trying to find your wholeness and completeness in a woman, that when they get together, you're going to have a half of a relationship. He said, but when you get one whole woman who has found her completeness in Christ, because they got a movie by Jerry Maguire where the woman, he comes in and they say, you complete, he says, you complete me. God said, I'm the completer of you. I'm the one that makes you whole. There's even a scripture on that. And so if you get one whole woman who's found her completeness in Christ, and then a whole man who's found his completeness in Christ, they get together, that's when you have 1 + 1 = 1. You'll have a whole relationship. That's one of the major things in a marriage and in a relationship is trying to find our wholeness in our mate. We got to find it in Christ. So your word, the word that you gave was such a great blessing. And then I wanted to thank God for, as Elder Pam said, about our identity. You went into that. And then I thank God for those 7 things, glory to God, that you gave us. I'm looking forward to you reviewing each one. The only one I didn't get, clearly I got, God is always at work around us. God pursues us for a love relationship. God invites us to become involved in his work. God speaks forward. God speaks by his Holy Spirit through the Bible in different aspects to us. And then when I got to 5, I didn't get it. I got 6. Make major adjustments. What's 5 again? About the crisis. What was the 5th one? I didn't get it.
God's invitation for you to work with him usually leads us into a crisis.
Okay. So you're going to go back over that again, I know.
Yeah, I'm going to go back over that. I'm going to Selah on it, meditate on that again, because I was like, now, is that really true? I'm trying to think. But you know what? The thing about it is that when we do go into a quote-unquote crisis, He's there with us. You
yes,
know what
he
I
is.
Mean? I'm going to see Law on that some more.
All
Hallelujah.
Right. Well, I got all of the other ones. Then that one, I didn't. You went back over the seventh one. You said it twice. So I got that one, but I didn't get the sixth one. So that's why I asked. But thank God for all of you all today. Thank you, Apostle, for the word. It was rich. It was good. It was eye-opening. And I just thank God for you and thank God for the day and love you all. Love each one of you and God bless you. And I'll go back on mute now. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Praise God. Okay, Minister Rachel, if anybody else wants to say anything, press your number one key. Minister Rachel,
hi.
Welcome.
Oh, hi to everyone on the line. God bless you all. I was very encouraged, and God had a surprise happen today. My grandson's dad came by, spent time with him. That was kind of weird. He called us early in the morning at 8-something, and he came by
what?
And visited with him. My grandson's her dad came and visited for
wow.
the first time.
Is
like,
he still there?
This year. No.
Wow.
He dropped Renita and Marcus off at the mall. He was able
okay.
to hold the baby. And,
okay.
I'm just praying for him. I thank God for y'all prayers because I know that was God because we haven't heard from him. Like when I went through the pregnancy with my daughter and all that
right.
other stuff, and he was just once in a blue calls from him, and then that's it. He never showed up at any of the things, but I just thank God for the little effort that he is trying to show. He did
Amen.
Speak to me back on the phone and said he's going to try to be there more. And so I'm praying
yes.
for that, and I'm praying he'll be there more financially too. But I know God has been the one being, I mean, God is awesome. He had people bring by boxes of Huggies, one, and then y'all was sending diapers here. And so now he has size 2 diapers. He was blessed with size 2 diapers, the good kind, and baby
Amen.
Wipes. And they did a recall on his milk, but God blessed me to find an alternative milk that was better for him. Because
Good.
They did a recall on the Inframil, no, not Inframil, Similac Pro Sensitive. They pulled them off the shelves. When I went to the stores, I didn't see it. So I just thank
mm-hmm.
God that he let me know he is to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so I just thank
Amen.
God for each and every one of you. And you did, like, say a confirmation people are visiting, and my sister stopped by, and she dropped off something from one of the women of God. You remember Sister Suzette, Bolvin's mom? And,
yes.
And
yeah.
Yes. Yeah, she dropped off a gift for the baby. It's so beautiful, a seat for the baby to sit in because he's 4 months. So that's a nice, that's beautiful. It's nice. So God bless
Amen.
Everyone who has sown in our lives. And may he bless all of y'all like 1,000-fold. In Jesus' name.
And God
hope,
loves y'all.
Yes, that's Malachi. And we love each
what
and every one of you. Oh, go ahead.
And God bless y'all.
And God
love
bless
y'all.
You.
Thank y'all.
Love you too, Malachi. Amen.
Thank
you.
He's smiling.
He's working on that deep voice over there. Wow.
I know.
Amen.
Wow, he's going to be 14. Someone...
14.
Yeah,
wow.
Mark is turning 15. Gabrielle turning 12.
Wow. Amen. Amen. All right, well, thank you. Thank you for sharing, and we'll stop and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you. We thank you, Lord God. It seemed like you had a prayer for her, I mean, Pastor, Elder Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a prayer for her?
Oh, I pray for a supernatural wisdom.
Pray.
And understanding. Where God is taking your daughter and the young man. I just saw so much fear all over him, but through the help of the Lord, through prayers, I just heard prayers answer. prayer is answered. So can I get the young man's name?
Name.
His first name?
Michael.
Oh, Mike or Michael.
Okay. Well, Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, for today. I thank you, Lord God, for Michael as a father, Lord God. When young men come into the world, they are automatically, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for his leadership. I thank you, Lord God, that he steps out on faith, Lord God. It's in him, Lord God. He desires it. And let him move forward, Lord God. Send the right mentors around him, Lord God, those that will encourage him to do what is right by family and understanding that children are our wealth. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise, Lord God. I just hear patience. He's coming. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. He's coming.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, I like to hear
thank
your
you
testimony. Amen. Well, she'll keep in touch with us and let us know what's up.
Amen. Amen. I still remember all the updates in the name of Jesus. I love you all.
All right. Love you too. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Do you have any comments today?
Yeah, really good comments.
It's very good.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can go ahead and close us out in prayer.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between me and thee.
Between me and thee.
While we're
absent.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you all. Thank you so much for being here today. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Have a blessed rest of the day. Amen.